Every year, there are one or two weeks in September when birds are coursing through Duluth with such intensity that birders are drawn here by the hundreds, and the hearts of those of us paying attention soar with the hawks. And right now, we're at that time. We had a rainy spell this past weekend, and when it began to clear out with north-northwest winds on Monday night, birds really started moving. On Tuesday, September 19th, despite occasional drizzle, birds were coursing over Duluth in droves. On Park Point, from the viewing platform near Lafayette Square at 31st Street, Petter Svingen carefully identified three little gulls, a species seldom found in Duluth, along with at least five Jaegers, including one Pomerene. Everywhere I went, I saw warblers, mostly yellow rumps, but also plenty of palms, and several redstarts, Nashvilles, and some that got away without giving away their identities. But the place with the most action was Hawk Ridge. This was the first really good day of the year, thanks to all the east winds we'd had through the weekend, and hawks were moving in earnest. In 9 hours, our counters, Corey Borgman, Dave Carman, and Sue Bayland, tallied 13,051 hawks, including 12,278 broadwings and 636 sharp-shinned hawks. Broadwings and Sharpies are always the vast majority of the hawks on such splendid days. But among the 12 species of raptors or vultures flying by, there were 5 peregrine falcons, 11 northern harriers, and 21 bald eagles. And those strong winds also blew in one unexpected rarity, a Swainson's hawk. Today, Wednesday the 20th, promises to be even better. There isn't much chance of rain. The winds will be even more favorable with a stronger westerly component, and migration should be simply splendid. I'll be up at the ridge all day with an elder hostel class I'm teaching. Of course, that 39-degree temperature at daybreak means I'll be bundling up, but it also bodes well for seeing birds that will help warm my spirits. The excellent weather conditions are not supposed to last. By Friday, there are supposed to be easterly winds and rain again, but it's supposed to be at least clearing by the weekend. This coming weekend is Hawk Ridge weekend, when there are all kinds of programs and field trips. There's still time to register. You can get details about all the happenings at hawkridge.org. In conjunction with the festivities, I'll be doing a book signing at Hartley Nature Center on Saturday morning and spending the rest of the day on Saturday and all day Sunday up at the ridge. If you go up there and can tear your eyes away from the migration for a few moments, come on over and say hi. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.